I think we've been really good this week, which makes it really interesting because we are setting up for the most Shador weekend we could possibly have from now until really probably through Tuesday with Shador content.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little worried about how tomorrow's going to go. From a she supporter out there, I'm a little...
Shapologist,
I'm a little worried. I got this weird feeling that it's going to be a lot of media members that if they actually even see him throw a football, they're supposed to see him throw footballs for the first time tomorrow in person. And I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people that just have it out for him.
Okay, I think where we're going to be with Shador is, I think they're going to be the Shahaters and the Shapologists. And I think this is going to be, there are certain things that just become very binary in sports and obviously politics. And I almost call it like the politicization of a topic, where once it goes to a certain spot, once something's been talked about so much, there's very few Switzerlands left. And I think Shador's already that. I think Shador's already that nationally. I think he's certainly
That makes it back the question of whether or not he's getting a true fair shake of it all. And especially if we wonder if the head coach feels this way as well. Like last segment, you said that it's obvious. We know how much Stefanski loves Dylan Gabriel. Well, yeah. Is Stefanski taking this with a fair approach too?
The one thing I will always fall back on, Kevin, is that he strikes me as a very fair person and a very good person. And I do not say that.
I
do not say that about a lot of people in sports because, quite frankly, people in sports are just as complicated as people in sports talk or any other walk of life.
That's why the number situation was so confusing to me, because he does seem like a fair and decent human. And every interaction we've had and just dealing with him and what he's been about over the previous 5 years, he doesn't seem like the type of person to do that.
Listen, I'm going to continue to give that situation an asterisk. One, because Shador can still end up in a number two jersey when DeAndre Carter gets cut. It's bound to happen. He's not very good. I'm trying to approach this all very measured because I think I might be the last Switzerland in Cleveland sports talk on Shador.
I don't think you're Switzerland, by the way.
Oh no! I wasn't in terms of whether Shador should be the number two pick in the draft.
Okay, now you become Switzerland. I still don't know that you have that in you.
What do you mean? It's not riding the fence. It's just keeping an open mind to a player.
I think you keep an open mind, but the read I've gotten on it through the time we've talked Shador, I get more of a sense that you don't want him to succeed more than you want him to succeed.
Why do you say that? Now that he's the Cleveland Browns quarterback, I need him to succeed.
Okay.
I need one of these jabronis to pull the sword from the stone.
And I do feel like because he's now the Browns quarterback, I feel like you definitely would believe that. I guess I want more Shahope out of you.
Wait, do you need me to pay like Shapenance?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean,
we did talk about how you almost became a priest earlier in the show.
Yes.
And now that we have a young Chicago pope.
My next door neighbor, late 70s, very influential in the Chicago
very
priest
problematic
world, definitely told me 7th, 8th grade I was going to be a priest.
Yeah. So in honor of the young pope, Chicago pope, whatever you want to, do I have to like pay Shapenance to make sure that I can have a pure approach to Shador Sanders?
It might take like 10 Our Fathers.
Okay.
Like, what's the rosary version for Shador Sanders?
Would it be 10 Deion Sanders?
Do I make you listen to 5
10
of Shador's,
his fathers,
Shador's
maybe?
Rap album? I don't know. I'm not sure what we do. I'm open to the cleansing of the slate here, though. I like this. I want to make sure as we move forward with Shador, this is where we actually stand.
So while we say this, though, I get it. You are the ultimate Shapologist, and I give you that out of respect and love, all right? At the same point, like, I do think a fair amount of people said, well, he wasn't going to be my choice at 2 or 33. It's a fifth-round pick. Let's go see how it goes. Like, that's as fair as a shake as you can get with Browns fans, right?
Okay, I just wondered if I DM'd you a clip of him throwing an absolute dime, am I going to get the same reaction than when we watched His pro day at Colorado, and anytime he had a good pass, it was almost like, I don't know what we're looking at here.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, yeah, that's a pass in camp. Cool.
See, this is what I'm worried about.
No,
this is not Switzerland.
That's not
a Switzerland reaction.
No, you should have that reaction.
That's not a Switzerland reaction.
If Gabriel throws
that pass, are you giving that reaction?
No, because I don't like Dylan Gabriel either.
That's right. Now, you don't like Dylan Gabriel.
No, here's the thing. I'm not reacting to any throws in camp because it's throws in camps.
Okay.
Like, so, because I'll be honest with you. You can't be pure. I'm going to turn this around. You can't be pure if every throw turns out to be, oh, I mean, this is why people got wrong. It's a camp throw.
You got lucky I didn't throw you. There was an image of him at the park the other day that threw, like, he was like a 40-yard throw on a dime, and I almost sent it to you, and I was like, nope, we can't do this. We are not going to do this. I'm not sending you every really good throw of Shador.
I am the Switzerland here. And I think
I think
you're not buying it because you want to try and get me over onto your side.
I'd love it if you came on over.
And I will not convert.
But I don't think you're there. Exactly.
There's
right.
only one
you will
person.
Not convert, which means you're not just Switzerland.
No, it means
Switzerland plays the middle, but Switzerland has to have the opportunity to come on over.
Switzerland never intended to be anything other than Switzerland. All right? Switzerland wasn't getting into the bomb game at any point. Read your World War II. Had to remember which one that was. It's been a while. Haven't read a lot of World War II books. But my point is, no, you can't bully me into being a shapologist just by then
no,
saying
you're not.
You're a shahater.
I think you are a shahater.
How am I a shahater?
I think it's been evident by 4 months of conversations about Shador Sanders that you're the shahater.
That is unfair. I
want to give you
here?
A clean slate. I want to give you an opportunity to have a clean slate. I don't feel like you're even jumping at the opportunity to have a clean slate.
We are a team here. And I've stood by you with all your shapologists.
Stood by me. Only time he tweets about me and Shador Sanders is when the number jersey goes wrong, by the way.
Yeah, but
the jersey and the number goes
support.
Wrong.
Like, isn't this
support.
Funny?
Support.
Isn't this funny?
So I'll laugh at the idiot that bought a jersey for $30 on
the
internet.
No, I was highlighting
That's
your
that
commitment
one was
to
me.
I was highlighting your commitment. Don't turn this around on me.
Yeah.
The point is...
I noticed, by the way, you tweet more about Shador than I do. Who's the shapologist now?
No, I'm Switzerland.
I think you realize that Shador brings clicks.
I think everyone realizes that
so
Shador
like,
brings
the amount of space that he lives and not rent free in your head, but he occupies a lot of space up there.
I don't think of him at
he
all.
He has to. It's the job. You can't tell me you don't think about him at all.
No,
he is,
I'm
he's
not
in
like
running
sitting
to be the
around like you in
Browns.
A bubble bath thinking, I wonder what Shador is doing now.
Oh, it's a bubble bath now.
You think,
when's the last time either one of us have taken a bubble bath? Are you a bubble bath guy?
I would taft that. That would not work. They would need to get a tub of Crisco to get me out of there.
I was genuinely wondering the last time I took a bubble bath was.
No.
I've never been a bath guy.
All right. Quick sidebar, which is not a quick sidebar.
Well, like Bert and Ernie.
Vanessa's 23rd birthday? No, 24th birthday. I had been overserved by myself. And in fairness, my uncle just died. Sympathy for me. But she was like, hey, we got to get ready to go out. And so I got into the tub. And mind you, I was 100 pounds lighter. But it was just not built for me. And
yeah.
So the things just did not look good. And she laughed. And guys... It's a hard couple weeks for me, all right? It was,
she laughed at you in a tub?
Yes. And by the way, rightfully so. I looked ridiculous, and there was nothing sexy about it. I looked like a greased-up whale 100
you
pounds
like
ago.
You look like Danny DeVito coming out of the couch, and it's always sunny.
Yes, exactly. But nude, all right? And I'll tell you this. You know what doesn't favor the male a part of things? Is being trapped in a bath with fat thighs where there's nowhere for anything to go. The fact that she stayed with me and she didn't just sleep with somebody else that night is testament to what a great woman she is.
I think it's nice that she was willing to mock you in that moment.
She had to. I appreciate it now. It hurt at the time.
I've done shower Still beers. Hurts. I always wondered if tub beers would have been the better game plan for
tub
a lot of people.
Tub beer sounds like that sounds like something you'd search right after you search for Evan Fournier.
Tub beers?
Tub beers.
Never Google.
Oh, yeah, that's another story. No, I can't sidebar the whole damn segment.
So you're open. You're open to the idea that Shador could come and steal your heart.
How have you not? Like, I have no favorites in this job. Actually, no, that's not true.
I don't know that it's reality.
You are shapoking the bear right now. And it is. It is.
I think you think that. I don't know.
It is shapissing me off.
I don't know that it's true.
In the worst possible way.
We will
here.
Wait and see until when Shador does something really, really positive, how you respond.
Oh,
we'll wait
that
and
is
see.
So unfair.
We'll wait and see.
You're going to gauge. This is like the. This
Do
is
you
like
have
the
this
stadium.
Celebration?
Is this like
I don't
the,
know.
Is this like the stadium in like college NCAA 14? Like where they're like, ah, the crowd meter. It's great, but it's good. It's not great. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to be judging on how hard I celebrate some sort of achievement?
Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I want to see how you're claiming some fair and balance here in Shador.
Why would I have any allegiance to any one of these scrubs?
And talk like that tells me you're not on Shador's side.
Okay,
let's talk like that doesn't sound like Switzerland at all.
Because they're all scrubs until proven
sound
otherwise.
Sound like that? Again, talk like that sounds like you've already put him in the Shea negative category.
Yeah, no. If Switzerland said
Call people scrubs.
I bet you
Switzerland doesn't do that.
You don't know Switzerland like Switzerland's I know Switzerland.
Like, it might be something.
You are beyond your Swiss depth
here. Let's see it play out.
I'm going to tell you right now. The nicest, the most unbiased thing I can do is be your all scrubs. All right? I don't want Joe Flacco to win the job. No. I don't want to win 9 games with a 40-year-old quarterback, no matter how much fun it is. I don't want to win tiny baby hands. Kenny Pickett's going to win the job. That's what I want.
The best thing going for Shador is that you hate every one of these other quarterbacks as much.
Yeah, no, more. More so, I say.
Did you see the photo of Flacco and Pickett, and they zoomed in on each one of their hands?
That was so uncalled for. Why did the Browns do that?
And he's wearing gloves. It's May. He's got the gloves on.
He is. And those little gloves. They probably cost less because it takes less fabric to make gloves. No, so that actually is a point. If I don't have any feelings one way or another for Shador, now that he's a Cleveland Brown, and I dislike every other quarterback that they have, then I am tilting this thing towards Shador.
If I believe the first part of that story.
Until proven
otherwise, I don't have enough evidence that that's how you believe.
Like 3 weeks of just indulging all your fantasies.
You didn't indulge anything.
I've indulged everything.
You shot down every one of my fantasies.
I said
I wanted to have a celebration. We had nothing.
And that's your job. I can't throw a celebration for you. You've got to get the music. You've got to get the bells and the whistles and the bowl for the keys to go in. You've got to throw your celebration, not me. That'd be inauthentic. That'd be fake for me.
And I'm thinking, like, what would Switzerland do in a celebration? What do their parties look like?
That's a lot of beautiful people.
What do their parties look like?
I'd say boom. I'd watch that party.
As I say boom and I watch you roll the eyes.
I was looking at the topic. I was looking down. Keith, pull the video. I was looking at the topic so that I could throw it out to the people like Demos who want to get in 216-474-0092. Is there pressure on Shador right out of the gate? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I feel like we need to reverse our thoughts. And I don't think I'm an anomaly in that, right?
No, I think I feel like a lot of people believe that.
I think we should probably reverse those chances, though. I think if we were all being really honest here, I think Dylan Gabriel, whether it's 5%, 10%, right now he has a much better chance of winning this job. I think Shador's going to have to go above and beyond to win the job.
I mean, if you're Stefanski, the moment that you throw Dylan Gabriel in there, I would imagine that then ends the idea. Really, either one of them, right? Like, if you put Shador in, let's say, after Flacco, that's that rookie's job for the rest of the season. Now, you lose your ability to then throw in Dylan Gabriel in any other way. Like, if you use that once, then either he has to take off, and if he doesn't, then that might be curtains for him.
Oh, I don't see. Now, okay, so this is, I think there's a real chance, guys. If Joe's not on this roster, and it's Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador, and one of the rookies starts, I think we could have quarterback chaos.
No, but that's only if they start week one. I'm playing with the assumption that it's either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett week one.
I think if we get to any one of the young quarterbacks at any point in the season, it's going to be a week by week. If that happens week one, maybe whoever starts, maybe that's unfair. Maybe whoever starts, unless they're Nathan Peterman, maybe they get 4 games before we go week to week. I think this could be quarterback chaos. I really do. And I will say, though, like, I don't know they get full marks. To what Mary Kay was saying, I don't know they get full marks if Shador happens to be really good this year and takes the job. Because the quarterback we should be grading them on is Dylan Gabriel. That's the guy that they hand-clapped like you wouldn't believe for. The guy that they overdrafted. And so, in the end, if Shador is Brock Purdy and Dylan Gabriel is Trey Lance, yeah, no one will carry. But for the purposes of this year, if Dylan Gabriel, it doesn't even factor into the equation, it's such a bigger story, or sorry, it should be such a bigger tell on the organization than if Shador doesn't.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just, the hard part I have is, and we asked Jason this in a 420 segment, right? It was like, Jason, so what can we actually grade him off? He's like, no, they're a third and a fifth round pick. This isn't the draft. You don't get to grade them off this draft. I just disagree.
Oh, I disagree as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're two of the four principal players and we think they both have a chance to significantly play, like, no, you, like, we don't have, like, okay, so I can't grade them off DTR then? I can't grade, like, okay, well, I apparently am supposed to blame Jimmy, no, this is not Jason's word, I'm apparently supposed to blame Jimmy Haslam for Deshaun.
Well, also then this implies, Nick, that we can't grade him ever until it's somebody that is perceived to be a top five quarterback or someone taken number one overall.
It's just...
We just never get to grade him off quarterbacks?
Well, I can't grade them off Baker Mayfield because it was Baker's fault. I can't grade him off Deshaun because, well, quite frankly, it was Jimmy's fault. And then we overinflate what they did with Jacoby Brissett, which statistically looks exactly the same like it did in Indy. We overinflate what we did with Joe when Joe's stats in Indy last year were almost identical to his stats in Cleveland the year before. So, like, I just – there seems to be, specifically with how people view Stefanski and Barry, they're in a perfect situation. They're Teflon. You can't hold them to anything.
Yeah,
You can't hold them to moves they've made, and it's really is wild to see people line up on this. Like, to hell with that. They with any of these quarterbacks on the board, including Kyle McCord, including Will Howard, including Shador, they put the flag in the ground for Dylan Gabriel. That he should be somebody.
Yeah, it's just how many opportunities can we give them where then we have to turn around and try to make excuses for him? Like, at some point, you do have to show us. I'm not saying you got to be Kevin O'Connell and turn him into Sam Darnold, but at some point, you have to show us something in the way of developing these guys.
I mean, that even becomes a catch-22 of, is it who's being drafted or is it development?
That's what we talked about with wide receivers for so many years.
And not just that.
All these third-round wide receivers. Was it the problem with drafting them or was it the problem with developing them?
And the problem is, I don't think you even know in the building. You know, like, and I think this is a big thing in the NBA. Like, the coaches that I like in sports are the ones that I can look at and go, you develop that guy, you develop that guy. And 39 wins in the NBA for two different coaches looks completely different to me based on, all right, where did you find guys? Did you elevate them? The most impressive thing they've done in Miami was Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Guys, it's fine. It's taking Caleb Martin to being a significant role player. It's finding Haywood Highsmith. It's elevating Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, two late lottery picks into really good players. Same thing in the NFL. Like, if you can draft and develop, and it is, those are two different things.
Yeah, but they have no history of that now.
Well, they have either.
Yeah.
And I think that's the, well, I shouldn't say either. Like, they found Diabate. They found Emerson. But the problem is on the offensive side of the ball,
one Pro Bowler in five drafts.
Well, but where Kevin focuses on, find me the Diabates. Find me the MJ Emerson.
No, the best offensive weapons we have were either here before Pryor, guys like Nick Chubb, or they were guys that you traded for. Amari Cooper, already established.
So I find it really hard to believe when people say, well, you can't grade him on Dylan. Listen, if you want to say Shador's a fifth-round pick, if we want to give the same pass to Shador that we got for DTR, in the event that Shador is not good or gets cut or whatever, okay, that's a fifth-round pick. I get that. Third-round pick, no. Third-round picks are supposed to start. If you take Dylan Gabriel, the 92nd pick, you're not hoping he develops into a plucky backup.
Right.
And I think that's where, so like, it's a weird way of saying, I think it's a huge victory if Shador comes in, because I think Shador's got the higher ceiling. I think it's a huge victory if he takes this job and you can start him for 17 games this year.
And listen, and that's Stefanski's got a chance to come out smelling like flowers on this one.
Yeah, but at the same point.
In a big way, if he gets a third or a fifth round pick, either one of them to be a really good football player, you come out, you're great, you're gold.
But at the same point, we'll look at you with a side eye and went, well, that wasn't your boy, though. Your boy was Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, you see, I'm not thinking that way. I'm not.
Oh, I am.
I know you are.
Kevin Stefanski looked jubilant. He looks like when I pull a 16-ounce ribeye off the grill and it's just singed in fat and delicious looking while having a nice Coors Banquet in my hand. Like, that's what he looked like when he got... It, you know what it looked like when he got Dylan Gabriel?
What's so funny about it, though, is that...
It looked like he... Finally.
I know, finally, but what's so funny about that is Stefanski describing Dylan Gabriel was describing Shedeur Sanders. Like, what he likes about Dylan Gabriel is the same thing that he also likes about Shedeur Sanders.
One massive difference, and it's who they are as a person. Or maybe their reactions with each other. That sounded different. I don't like the way that... I'm like Greenberg with the Schefter plane thing.
Was that your Hiroshima? We're calling it that instead of Hiroshima now, because in that context, it just worked.
I think Dylan is head down work, no personality guy, and I think Shedeur is everything that made Kevin uncomfortable.
Dylan is show up to the Browns complex wearing a Guardians hat, despite never being at a Guardians game ever.
But I think that's huge to Kevin. I think Kevin. If you could clone a quarterback for Kevin, it'd be the personality of Kirk Cousins, right?
Ideally, yeah. Yeah, I think he wants someone to be that football robot, and I think Dylan Gabriel might be that guy.
216-474-0092. Should we be judging the Browns more on Dylan Gabriel than Shedeur Sanders? If Shedeur ends up being the better quarterback this year and Shedeur takes this job, there's going to be part of us that we just have to go, yeah, you got your ass bailed out there. Too high, too low, or just right with Jake Murren coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.